all the local pictures show.
So where was that? Was it all in one section of town originally?
Yeah, all downtown.
All downtown?
And the Capitol Theater was on, from the old State House down in Washington Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they had road shows. And then that played out and they went up to 8th and Main Majestic Theater, which had exclusively Bolivar.
Mm-hmm.
And it died out when pictures came in, and they were turned over to picture shows, and they had to have hotels for the traveling people that made a living in the show business. They had to have hotels and transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't have it, it's all changed. They don't go from one town to another, unless it's something, a school or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you go down to Vaudeville much yourself?
Yeah, that's what all it was. I went all the time.
Good.
Then the Capitol Theater, at that time, they had road shows, 10 nights in a bar room or whatever you call it, and then down East Lynn, and
mm-hmm.
they had a one performer was a man who could, you couldn't tell him from a real lady. He could sing tenor or anything else. He could, his name was Julian Ettlinger. He was,
mm-hmm.
he was wonderful. I remember, that's been 75 years ago, and I still remember. I've never seen his equal since.
Hmm.
Of course, he's about 20 years old. He'd be up and around 102 now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was good.
Okay, where were most of the financial buildings?
Well, the financial building, they didn't have very much. They had one, W.B. Worthing Company. He started in 1847 about that.
Mm-hmm.
Down on Markman, Maine, and he moved south to about 4th and Maine, and I stayed there a number of years, 30 or 40 years, and then he moved over and built a tall building on 3rd and, on 5th and Center, 5th and Louisiana, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been the last 10 years he did that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on 4th and Maine there for years in that white building. All the picture shows are closed now, none of them down.
And that's where all the other banks are gone up to?
Yeah, they all, most of them are on the real, we only have about three now downtown. Commercial down on 2nd and Main, and Union Bank on 5th and Louisiana and Center.
And then Worthing, yeah. So you call that area downtown?
Yeah, Financial Center.
Yeah.
So really, finance, that's about all it is there. There's no big stores to speak of.
Were there ever any big stores down there?
Yeah, last year did, but for 40, 50 years there on one corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Woolworths has at least 50 years, and they're going to give it up when it runs out in about 3 years. I understand they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, the people taste change and they move away, and it's like a church downtown. Well, all the people live out here, 8 and 10 miles away, will go to the church that's closer to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just choking them out. All you've got downtown is a financial center now, you might say.
You think it's a good idea to build that new mall downtown?
I don't. They could have took the carpenter's horses and done the same thing. You got the same problem you had in 1969 when they sold out.
Mm-hmm.
People had to park and walk 4 blocks. Now you got to walk farther than you ever did to park your car.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go over on Cumberland Street to park. And you drive down here to Dillard's and drive right up the door and get out and go and shop. They won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, that's for the people downtown, the colored people to go to. And you take a look at it about 2 months from now and you won't even recognize it.
Uh-huh. When did it open now?
Opened this October.
Oh, that
they have completed, see.
Oh,
they last